Hey, this is Shanda. So here's your pocket coaching this week. So I want to share something with you. One of my 1% clients, actually two, they're partners, are in the process of doing a two-day event. And the way that they fill it is through Facebook ads. And I'm sharing this with you because they hit a massive snafu in the marketing campaign, where all of a sudden basically this campaign is 5 weeks. So imagine this, you've got 5 weeks to fill a room. And in those 5 weeks, it's only Facebook ads that fills it. And for basically 8-9 days, so, basically just over a week of their actual campaign, they haven't been able to get their Facebook ads up. And they started messaging me and they started like panicking and feeling a little bit down about what was in front of them because they, it's like you are depending on something to come through and it doesn't come through. It's like a to the gut. You know what I mean? Not to mention then what happens is your heart starts to panic because you put money out for the event. Now it's not going to be what you thought. And like your mind starts to take over unless it doesn't. And so I'm really proud of these guys because what they did was these two women turned around and them and their team started calling, people in their database. So your list is important. They started calling past people that they've worked with, past people who have come to events before. And basically what they did was they hit a level of confirmation, which means that they actually over-delivered and created a result without the leads coming in because they hustled. So here's why I'm sharing this with you. Who you are in the breakdowns makes a huge difference to the wisdom that you hold for the growth that you're trying to create. See, the thing that you're not seeing right now is that, just a couple weeks ago, they called me and they felt really down about their results of their last two-day event. And when I looked at their numbers, I was like, wow, you more than doubled your money. I mean, any entrepreneur would take that deal all day long. See, sometimes we set these expectations for ourselves that, even when we fail, we've won and we still don't give ourselves the celebration of like, holy crap, like here's what I've already created. And so they were in that spot. So we had a huge celebration about the fact that they more than doubled their money on their first two-day event and did really well. And that they needed to look at that. And what was the gap in hitting what they actually declared that they would hit? And the gap was actually in the call confirmation team, meaning that the piece that they've been forced to innovate and get good at when the Facebook ads went down is the thing that was missing in their last two-day campaign. Meaning that I call these God moments where I'm just like, okay, like God couldn't have trained them any better than having the breakdown of the Facebook ad happen. When that happened, it forced them to just by like responding to that, they had to get good at their call campaign. So I said to them, imagine your next two-day event when the Facebook ads are working and you've now created a new SOP, which is a standard operating procedure for doing the same hustle that they did on this two-day event. So not only did they crush the front end, the leads coming in, but they also crushed the follow-up. See, this goes over to sales too, by the way. I mean, anything you do, it's like when a campaign turns on and things just work as normal, you get excited when you win, but it's not an excitement that lasts for long. The excitement that lasts for long is called fulfillment. And fulfillment happens when you actually walk through a breakdown and you innovate something that you've never done before. And you've created a new experience within yourself, a new wisdom within yourself to carry through an area that normally you would have stopped. So I invite you to look at what you're facing right now. What you're facing right now. If you're not facing a breakdown right now, it's coming. And honestly, it's probably because you need to be setting goals that are higher. Because there should be a blessing of a breakdown in all of our spaces, so that we can innovate something new that creates wisdom as an entrepreneur to grow bigger. You see, growing bigger doesn't happen with the skills that you already have. Growing bigger happens by you overcoming and innovating some sort of a strategy, a hustle, something that gets created in the space because of a breakdown. So instead of looking at the breakdown and allowing your soul, your spirit to feel defeated, shift this and go, this is where the joy happens. This is where the fulfillment happens. This is where the lasting success happens. And take that on today.